This is the second working session of the board on February 13th, 2024 at 12:42 p.m.
Yeah. Brent, I'll let you kind of explain more
about it. There's House Bill 533.
I wrote everything down.
And it is a... they're completely restructuring how they define what an S school is and everything. So it's now more about the your district size and your county size than it is about your school size. So they've taken all the county. So we're a county, the second, you know, it's, right? We're a second class county or a class two county, and so class two counties and class one counties don't get any NEST funding under the new formula, period. Doesn't matter what size their schools are or anything. So that would discontinue us getting any money for that. Now, Hilldale right now gets almost $1 million a year out of that NEST funding for the Water Canyon School. So it would be,
it'd be a
catastrophic to what we're doing out
especially
there.
The starting makes a process.
Right. So the sponsor of the bill... we talked to her this morning and was unwilling to make any changes at all and made allusions to the fact that the 3.8% inflationary increase on the weighted pupil unit, which was, that was the legislator's promise to us as part of the Amendment G that happened in 2020. As they said, if you support Amendment G, we will give you an inflationary increase on the weighted pupil unit every year. And then they passed a whole bunch of laws to build the structure over how that was going to happen, the Education Stabilization Fund and everything else, to guarantee that they could do that in good years as well as bad. Well, this year there seems to be this idea that if they cut funding someplace to a district, they can say, oh, well, you're getting plenty of money in that 3.8% to cover it. But that is a... I mean, that is actually a violation of their trust. They told us, trust us, we will do this, you will get this. That's to deal with inflation every year. And now they're trying to say, well, no, we want to use it for a lot of other things. They're trying to attach it to school fees. They're trying to attach it to their at-risk formula. They're trying to attach it to a whole bunch of other things and saying, oh, you're getting money so you can afford to lose money here. And we need to let them know, no, this is a loss. It's we need these monies in these schools. You can be in a big district and still have really rural schools that have rural needs. And, you know, I was a business administrator. I'm one of the few in the state that has been a business administrator of a small district and a large district. And I can tell you that what they're trying to accomplish with this bill is overkill. So they're trying to say that if you're a smaller district, the amount of money you need to run a smaller district is just this exponentially higher number because of economies of scale. Well, from my experience, that amount that you need additional is measured in the hundreds of thousands, not in the millions. And that a bigger driver of economies of scale is the size of your school. By far a bigger driver. You can have a school that costs you $1 million more to keep open to provide the same kind of course offerings you're providing in other places. Okay, there's not a district out there that's spending $1 million, one of these small districts, on all their district staff combined. But they're saying they need $2 or $3 million more to run. And so we try to explain, and one of the examples I used was Wasatch. Because Wasatch has not gotten any money at this point because they don't qualify. They don't have any schools small enough. And now they're going to get a whole bunch of money because they're considered small district. And so, you know, they're right off the Wasatch Front. Their people go to the hospitals down there on the Wasatch Front. They've got all the amenities right there, but because they're located in a county of the fourth class or something, they get a whole bunch of money under this. So it's a real concern right now.
And where's the sponsor from?
She's from Davis.
Clinton.
What's her motive?
It's
help rural school districts.
It's not a bad motive, but...
I think what's happened, and I explained to her on the phone, is NESS has been necessarily existing small schools. So for 30-plus years, we have helped support and sustain and provide a lifeblood, you know, line to Enterprise High. Because they're small, they don't have the same opportunities as a Dixie High student because of the economies of scale. But they're far enough away that we're not going to bust them down here. And that school actually was established over 100 years ago. And it doesn't make it right that we shouldn't, but it still does. There's been a shift in thinking that we need to help rural schools, school districts, more so than these other schools. Washington County, they're big enough, they can absorb and take care of these schools. I still think that they've missed the boat in terms of, yes, rural districts need additional money, but there are still unusually situated schools like ours, and we're a pretty big district, but we have three outlying schools that are rural, and it would be devastating to not address the financial need to them. Water Canyon High and Enterprise High, Springdale. So they are leaving out that piece of taking care of small schools in remote locations.
Well, if we lost our high school up in Millville right now, it's like we just barely are starting to rise up, and that would completely wipe everything.
It would be
detrimental. Is this Karen's bill, or is she running it for someone else?
It's hers.
It's her bill.
Yeah, and she told us that she's always been a supporter of rural counties. And we're not arguing that. We're not saying that they don't need additional help. Her frustration, well, no one's come to the table and has given us other options. Well, I'm not sure if Brent or anyone's ever heard an announcement that says, so NESS funding is bad, we need to change it. You better listen and give us input.
So they had a committee, okay, and they asked for people to be on the committee, so we split those up amongst the business administrators. So two of the small districts said, we'll take that committee. And so they come forward with a recommendation, and we say, wait, we got some concerns about it. And it's like, well, you didn't come to the table. And, I mean, I got called out specifically by her saying, you've been around a long time, and you didn't come to the table. Right after I talked to her about all the things I worked with Brad Last and other legislators on that helped rural districts, she said that, and I'm like, wow. I mean, if I'm not on every committee at the state, then I haven't stepped up.
We're not saying that they don't need additional money. But again, it's these outliers that they cannot ignore. Your Enterprises, your Water Canyons, I mean, $1 million at Water Canyon is like, what, 10 teachers?
Yeah.
10 teachers, that's over half the staff. That's funded with NESS money, and for that to go away, well, our conversation with the board would be, well, do we raise class sizes and put on the backs of all of our teachers in this district to help fund a school that really should be funded? I'll give you an example of the winners. There are some significant winners and losers. Millard, and I'm not picking on Millard, and they've been great to help support us, but they are going to increase their NESS money by over $3 point something million. So that's how much more they get with this new readjustment with money. I just question that they cannot leave these small schools that are remote out.
So I was chosen to be on the ULCT board this year, and then they appointed me as the rural liaison. And so I can take anything rural to the ULCT board, and they'll get behind pushing what we need. So, pardon? Oh, Utah Leagues of Cities and Towns.
Yeah, I think a major individual who's pushing this, and again, I can't blame them. We need to take care of our small districts. It is the government. I know he's very much in support of helping rural schools and most schools.
And of this model specifically. So what happened is they did this study called West Ed. It's a company. Went and did a study. And they basically took this national view of how they fund schools. And they brought it. And then they said, you know, they were hired for a whole bunch of money. And they basically took the same presentation they made everywhere. And they came and presented it and says, this is what you need to do.
So and is this Governor for Karen Forbes bill?
Yes.
Yeah.
So he doesn't understand what it's going to do then.
Yeah. Correct.
And so can you do another? Is there a precedent that we could see in another district like ours? I'm trying to go through it. Like, does Fox Elder have somebody way up there? I mean, obviously.
Oh, there's a whole bunch of districts that have these kinds of situations. Part of the problem is that with the latest version of the bill, because they keep changing stuff. We're going to have to see who all it affects because I haven't seen the spreadsheet on the newest version. I just know that we're still excluded. We've been told that they're doing something to pick up Twilla so it's not a net loser. So going off and they're picking off these one-offs, so there's only a couple of net losers in it and we're one of them.
When will you have the updated list of those that are being picked off?
I don't know. I don't know when I'll get a copy of that.
But you two are going to be up to lunch since your Thursday and Friday?
Yes.
I can meet you up there Thursday, and we can set up meetings with at least the lieutenant governor, and he was sent all them.
So I let the, what's her name?
Yeah.
For the governor's office.
Brittany.
I let Brittany Cummins know about this, and we were pretty upset and how we were going to be getting with the mayors of the towns, and they were probably going to get a letter from the governor. And my take of her, where she was at, was she was not happy we were making a fuss about this.
Okay.
And I told her, I basically said that, hey, you know, I know the governor's gone out there and done photo ops down there in Hilldale and at the school down there in Water Canyon. How's this going to look when all of a sudden this goes through and all of a sudden we're coming out saying, wow, all those wonderful things that we talked about, that were USA Today came and did a story and Oprah came and did a story and everybody else. And they just, the state decided to cut our funding because we weren't rural enough. And she was not happy with that.
We'll get on board with you guys.
You guys are amazing. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm just going to say this one thing. Brent, if you recall, what are we, 10 years out there, Craig, with...
Seven.
So prior to one of the questions I asked Brent, if you remember, how do we do this? And his comment was, we have NEST funding that will allow us to make it.
We have to have that funding.
If you have contact with the mayors of Springdale and Enterprise, if they could also write a letter to the governor and to their representatives, so it would be Elison for Springdale and Neil Walter and Neil Walter for
The economic impact of that out to Hilldale is...
I understood.
The poverty out to Hilldale. I don't know if people understand the situation coming out of Hilldale. Even 7 years ago compared to today is completely different. And it was done off of people coming in. And just like you're saying, we're going to do it off of this, we're going to do it off of this. You know, they need to remember what they have promised. And we can definitely come in and help you. We are very capable
so
of coming in and jumping in.
Senator Ipsen did tell us that they were trying to work on it. We've let Senator Vickers know about it, but even contacts there, because those two control a lot of power in the Senate, would be very helpful.
Again, this is House Bill 573.
533.
533.
HB 533. It's
HB,
House Bill.
533.
Remind Governor Cox when he came out, Lieutenant Governor, and his love for Water Canyon, and we want to continue that momentum.
And the Lieutenant Governor has been such a dear friend to Hilldale. And every time we are at the Capitol, we stop and say, he told us to not
If they try and pacify you by saying, oh, it'll be the school district's choice, we're giving them plenty of money, they're talking about that 3.8% that's made to deal with inflation.
Well,
and they need to be reminded.
With us so that you can give all the heart and the pooping, and you give all the statistics and go and hit them from both sides.
And remind them you'll be in a primary this summer.
The kids come out of Watertown and they're already changing the world. They're already in the newspapers. They're already helping Dixie. They're helping the state.
This is an opportunity that if we lose it, you're flushing 200 kids down the toilet right now because they are not going to go down first.
And Hilldale doesn't have the tax base or the people to do anything different. And already, I don't know if you know, it's a border town, but we are one community, so we're helping more than just Hilldale. We're stepping up and we're giving hope. There's so many people that don't have hope because my kid was one of those kids that was going to a different school out there that didn't work, that was getting bullied, that was getting shamed. When Watertown came in, it changed everybody's life. It changed the parents' lives. It gave people hope to actually educate their kids. The hardest thing 6 years ago was getting the parents to get the kids to school. And now it's the other way around. They're engaged. The kids are. It's changed the kids' life. It's given these kids hope and something to do. These clubs, these football things. We didn't get to do these things. We're living through these kids, and we're helping them with the school dances and the nights. And this is everything for these kids and the culture out there.
If this goes through, it won't be because we didn't fight hard. Yeah. We'll go up and fight hard.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I appreciate
so much.
It.
Can I offer
sure.
a quick observation on this? I'm jumping to conclusions of my own. That's my disclaimer so the mayor doesn't have to apologize for me. No, it's just him. It's what he thinks. Hilldale has a voice. And I think you recognize that Hilldale has a voice. We're trying to take advantage of that. What I and when I have conversations with the council about is very clearly you recognize that, and we all need to be on the same page. We all need to be working together. We want that. Hilldale wants that. Thank you for reaching out because we want to be included. We have a voice. We, amongst one of us, we talk with either the governor or lieutenant governor every week. And it's just what happens. So we are learning. We've learned how to get out and do those things. Thank you for letting us be part of this because we can help. And right now, while we have that, is the time to hit.
Ride the wave with us.
So thank you for sharing that with us because...
Yeah, I have no idea.
Well, honestly, the newest version, where all of a sudden we were out in the cold, just came out, a week or so ago? So, I mean, it's brand new. And
the
so
bill hasn't been released until actually, maybe Monday, yesterday.
And you'll email me whatever you have so we have it and we can go over it.
I'm not sure.
If you guys type a letter up of anything of what you're talking about.
They want us to type it.
Okay.
One last comment here that the mayor can and Carol can both validate is that we have Senate President Adams and Senator Owens in our building and in town for about 4 or 5 hours a couple of months ago. And one of the things that, as we sat around the conference table and ate and talked, it was a concern that had jumped up about justice courts. It has nothing to do with the school, but it was justice courts. And this move somewhere to try to eliminate local justice courts and make them all regional. So our people get a ticket, we end up having to come to St. George to go to court instead of coming to Hilldale City Hall and going to court. So we explained what that was, and the Senate President, President Adams, said to us, directly, his words, we make some really, really, really good decisions at the legislature based on information that we have. We make some really, really bad decisions when we don't have all the information we need. And he said, this bill's not going to see the light of day the way it looks now, because that court's not going anywhere. I say that not to say, look what we did. It was from a standpoint of, there is the willingness, but you got to get in the face, and you got to get them at that moment. And you know that. We've learned that, and we will be more than happy to participate.
But when we told him the effect it would have on a small community like ours, or like Canal, then I never even realized this bill was on the table, and I have no idea what affected it. So it changed things. So us up there thumping on doors, I don't call it thumping on doors anymore. I call it kicking them down. We'll go kick some doors down, and they want to do. They want to help us.
Ask for $2 million.
Okay. I'll pay them for that.
We're renegotiating.
all you can be told is no. They can't kill you. So you may as well just ask.
That's something we got good at, is going and asking, and if we don't know, we don't know. What can we do?
Well,
and how can we help you?
Yeah, this is the first year we actually, for the first ULCT meetings, we skipped the conference, and we just hit every person that we could. Just went in and said, this is who we are. We'd like to have conversations. And they say, but what's your ask? We don't have an ask. We're just introducing ourselves. We want to be a part of the solution. And then when we went up this last time, it was the first time in Hilldale's history that we had an ask from the legislature. And they're like, this is so amazing that you're here telling us what you need. And we want to help you. We just don't know how. So I think the school thing is a huge need. This isn't just an ask. This is an absolute must have. And I'm willing to die on that hill. There's very few hills I'm willing to die on. But school for our kids is one.
Yeah. I would also offer to you that, again, my observation, being living in town for 3 years, the mayor, Mayor Jessup, gets a media call every week.
That's why I said, how many newspapers do you want to see? Yeah,
every week. And I'm not talking the St. George News doesn't call her. She just had a call on the weekend from one of the TV stations up in Salt Lake saying, oh, we just heard about this thing. Can we talk to you about it? She said, yeah, while you're on the phone, let me tell you this. So use us from that opportunity, because right now, quite frankly, I'm going to say this just very directly, I point over at Mayor Jessup and say right now she's a media star.
So
right
away,
effective.
I realize that this is just a short period of time that we have, so let's use it to do good things. But maybe we'll talk to Ben Winslow while we're up there on Thursday, Friday, and get it out there.
Sounds
because
good.
When it airs, then people are aware of what we're
thank you.
It's not just us. It's not just our three little schools.
Okay.
It's all the other ones, and they're all going to be affected.
And it's all
heroin.
Small town.
It's a heroin.
Oh, no. Some days.
Heroin. Heroin. Small town is incredible price. Enterprise, heroin. You guys are old.
They're saying Parowan's located.
They were on the list, but I don't know if they've been changed.
Yeah, they were because they were...
too close to see it.
Yeah, they went... They did this, like I said, they did this national list that says... if your community within a certain period of time is more than X, then you fall off, kind of a thing. And so, like with Wendover, they had a West Wendover, right, and East Wendover combined as a metro area. And so they got no funding for East Wendover, even though they get no help to run the school from East Wendover, you know, at all.
I mean, Nevada's not kicking any money in for East Wendover?
No, they're not.
Really?
And so it's that's the kind of thing. And like I said, it's this national model they took. And we've done a lot of work to make sure that all of our funding formulas have bases in it for small districts, and to make sure that we are taking care of small districts. And I've been on a lot of those committees that have set those, that have insisted they be there and everything else like that. So it's kind of surreal to be told I hadn't been doing anything to try and solve the problem.
Right. And with, like the girl who talked about with the new annexation, we're looking at least two more schools that will be filled to capacity. And our school out there is already filled to capacity. So this is not something that is just going to go away. This is something that is going to continue to grow, and we can't afford to give up any funding.
Correct.
Just ask for more.
Well, we thank you guys for being here today and fighting this fight with us.
Absolutely.
We appreciate it.
I'm so grateful you made us aware. I have no idea. I've been so busy fighting for other things up there that I feel that. So.
Thank you.
And we look forward to continuing to work with us. Thanks for coming out today. We appreciate it.
Thank you all. We're grateful for our team.